From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Noah Eckstein is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A two-year audit by the Office of the New York State Comptroller has found the Hudson City School District failed to properly secure and protect its information technology systems against unauthorized use, access, and loss. In response to the state's finding, the district has now issued a corrective action plan. The audit was released January 14th and covered the period between 2018 and 2020. Auditors found the Board of Education and school district officials did not adopt adequate IT policies, thereby leaving the system's data susceptible to fraud and cyber attacks. Officials did not implement a satisfactory disaster recovery plan against potential risk factors and attacks, and did not provide sufficient IT security awareness training to students and staff or adopt an acceptable use policy. The audit also found questionable internet use on 4 of 6 computers tested. Jesse Bourne, Hudson City School District Business Administrator, said the district has implemented remedies to these issues. Bourne said, and I quote, "Our interface looks different. Students get in-class training, and we have IT safety professional development for staff," end quote. The auditors recommended adopting comprehensive IT policies that addressed recovery plans and cybersecurity, implementing student and staff IT training, developing written codes and protocols for administering system access, and disabling more than 100 network users' accounts that included generic and former employee information. Former Superintendent Maria Stuttermeyer said, and I quote, "Since the audit, we have totally revamped the IT department and are working to move it completely in-house," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. In remarks delivered on January 26, U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado told attendees at the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce breakfast that the current division between the Democrats and Republicans will not get in the way of working to resolve detrimental bureaucracy. At that meeting, Ellenville Regional Hospital President Stephen Kelly noted that the Rhinebeck Democrat was able to work with Republican U.S. Representative Elise Stefanico Charleville to address problems caused by a regulation change that occurred without public input. He said, and I quote, "It was not in the Federal Register that could lead to the closure of half of the small hospitals in New York," end quote. Kelly said Delgado and Stefanik have continued an 18-month push with recent efforts to have the Congress adopt the Protecting Rural Access to Care Act and making a direct appeal to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Delgado said, and I quote, "Elise Stefanik, obviously we're not in the same party, there are different politics, but we care about an issue that speaks directly to our community. We both have critical access to hospitals that we know our communities depend upon, and that's where the work needs to be done," end quote. Other facilities impacted include Margaretville Hospital and O'Connor in Delhi. The proposed legislation restores the rural hospital criteria for determining a critical access designation. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. Former Greene County Assistant Public Defender Anthony Pastel, 38, of Freehold, has pleaded guilty to felony assault. Pastel was arrested in August 2020 following an incident in the village of Athens. The victim, according to state police, suffered serious injuries and was taken by Catskill Ambulance to Albany Medical Center. Pastel was charged with second-degree assault and second-degree strangulation, both felonies. The charges were later upgraded by a grand jury to include attempted murder. Because the assault occurred in the presence of a minor, Pastel was also charged with endangering the welfare of a child, a misdemeanor. Pastel was also charged with driving while intoxicated after leaving the scene of the attack. The Greene County District Attorney's Office said in a statement on January 24th, and I quote, "Having uncovered additional facts of the case, the people and the court agreed to accept Mr. Pastel's plea to felony assault in the second degree in satisfaction of the charges," end quote. Pastel faces up to 7 years in prison, plus 3 years post-release supervision when he is sentenced on March 23rd. Pastel was hired by the Public Defender's Office in the spring of 2019 and was placed on administrative leave after his August 2020 arrest. By the following November, he was no longer employed by the county. Pastel will lose his license to practice law. Pastel will lose his license to practice law as a result of his conviction. And you can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Nick Reisman reports for Spectrum News that Zephyr Teachout, who lost a bid for Congress in the 19th Congressional District in 2016, is now joining New York Attorney General Letitia James's office as a special advisor and senior counsel for economic justice. The activist and Fordham Law School professor last year announced she was running for Attorney General after James announced her run for governor, but after James decided instead to run for re-election, Teachout ended her campaign. She praised James in making the announcement of her new job in the Attorney General's office. Teachout wrote, and I quote, "She pushed for reforms to modernize New York State's own antitrust laws and give enforcers the tools they need to hold dominant firms accountable. I couldn't be happier to be working with her and the extraordinary lawyers and leaders in her office," end quote. Teachout ran for Attorney General in 2018 but lost to James. She previously lost elections for governor in 2014 and against Republican John Faso in the 19th congressional election in 2016. And you can read more about that story at Spectrum News. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.